Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Rasmussen Foundation has released the Fall 2022 Grant Award recipients and the Boys and Girls Club of the Kenai Peninsula. The Salteshi Trails and other Kenai Peninsula projects are among 30 organizations and projects that will share more than $16 million in grants from the Rasmussen Foundation. The Rasmussen Foundation has committed $1 million to the Boys and Girls Club of the Kenai Peninsula toward a permanent campus, just one of dozens of projects moving forward with foundation support. The Boys and Girls Club of the Kenai Peninsula has been awarded an outright grant of $500,000 and a one-to-one challenge grant of up to $500,000 toward a permanent campus to include a clubhouse, offices, a playground, soccer fields, and a greenhouse garden. The project will consolidate programs and operations that have been spread among multiple offices into a community hub for children and families with meals, sports, enrichment, and more. The Salteshi Trails Association also received a grant of $185,380 to construct a maintenance building and storage yard in the Soldana area. A goal of 300 turkeys for Thanksgiving dinners was met by the generous contributions to the Kenai Peninsula Food Bank. Now the food bank has Christmas in its sights. Greg Meyer, executive director of the Kenai Peninsula Food Bank, talks about reaching the turkey goal.
We succeeded in getting our 300 turkeys adopted, and it was all done before Thanksgiving. So everybody had a turkey dinner, and thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's just incredible.
Meyer stated the push to Christmas meals is underway.
There will be turkeys and hams. You know, we have to shift a little bit to hams, so we're working hard to pull all that together so we can take care of Christmas as well.
The Kenai Peninsula Food Bank is sponsoring the Bark, Block, and Bowl fundraising event scheduled for Saturday, December 10th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the food bank located on 33955 Community College Drive on K Beach Road. For more information on the Kenai Peninsula Food Bank and donations, visit the story on our website at radiokenai.com. And for more news, visit our website at radiokenai.com. Refuge manager Andy Loringer announced Thursday, November 30th, the opening of all areas of the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge traditionally open to snow machine use effective December 1st, 2022. Areas always closed to snow machine use within the refuge include the headquarters area on Ski Hill Road, Ski Lake Wildlife Recreation Area, except Hidden, Kelly, Peterson, Engineer Lakes are open to provide snow machine access for ice fishing, Swan Lake and Swanson River canoe systems, and all areas above Timberline except in the Caribou Hills. You'll find a full map on the story on our website at radiokenai.com. The refuge asks all users to be respectful to their surroundings and avoid any windblown areas that have insufficient snow accumulation. Users should also avoid moose and other wildlife whenever possible. For more information and maps, visit the story on our website at radiokenai.com or visit the refuge headquarters on Ski Hill Road in Soldotna. Santa Claus is coming to town. So are the Victorian Carolers, a live nativity scene, Rudolph and Friends, a tree lighting ceremony, and a fireworks display. All as the City of Soldotna and the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce bring Christmas in the Park to the Soldotna Creek Park Saturday, December 3rd. Festivities begin at 4:30 p.m. with a live Bethlehem nativity scene on the main stage by College Heights Baptist Church. Christmas caroling with the Kenai performers, Victorian Carolers. Santa will arrive on a fire truck and his reindeer will be by his side for pictures. 5 p.m. the tree lighting with cookies, hot cocoa, and free-filled stockings for children while supplies last. At 6:30 p.m., the holiday fireworks display. For more information about Christmas in the Park, visit the story on our website at radiokenai.com. An insane investigation is underway into a fire that destroyed the only store and fuel source for a village already struggling after suffering damage from remnants of Typhoon Mirbok in September in Stebbins, Alaska. The village is home to roughly 600 residents. Find more news on our website at radiokenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.